some states down south that's banned. There's, you know.
Yeah, and some of them are you know, books that you would not expect to be banned. They're great works of literature, but they talk about certain subjects that people don't want to bring up, things like homosexuality or slavery or, you know, just anything that criticizes the United States. It's gotten to that point. It's not you know, they'll tell you they're taking pornography out of the school library. That's to get you on their side. But once they're finished with that, they will go for all kinds of other books as well. Before you know it, 1984 will be banned. That will be the ultimate irony.
That's what I thought that would be. I think I saw that on the list.
Okay, well then, I guess the irony has arrived.
Well, yeah, I heard that, you know, librarians or people who work in libraries can be prosecuted for that. I mean, I just get surprised to hear that, you know, in this country, somebody who, you know, publishes something that somebody doesn't like can be prosecuted.
Well, Rebel, can I say, I have heard the phrase, I never thought I'd see that in this country so many times in the last few months, you know, you realize it's a real crisis going on right now, and I think we can all agree on that. Anyway, any closing thoughts? We have to keep the calls brief because we only have an hour.
I guess that's what I wanted to say.
Well, keep your eyes open and keep fighting for freedom.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Do the name Rebel Justice. 802-321-4225. The way I'm set up right now, Alex, I can no longer see you.
I assume
everything is going well.
Everything's on track here. That was a nice, succinct Rebel call there. Probably the fastest Rebel call we've had in years, I would say.
For those who don't know, Rebel has called our show every time we've been on the air, it seems, or at least back into the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, I remember him, literally 30-something years ago. It's kind of extraordinary when you think about it. But 802-321-4225 is our telephone number if people want to call in and tell us what's on their mind, give us their thoughts on anything that we've discussed or otherwise. That's 802-321-HACK, HACK, for those of you who prefer letters to numbers. In the meantime, Emmanuel, why don't we talk about this coordinated government effort with respect to pressuring platforms to remove information about ICE, because it doesn't just affect Apple. There was a news story today about a Facebook group that the Department of Justice had requested Meta remove. It was known as the ICE Citing Chicagoland. It had around 80,000 members, and it was used to share, just like the ICE Block app, real-time information about the locations and identities of ICE agents that were operating in and around the Chicago area. And a lot of posts would typically include things like photographs of ICE agents, details about the vehicles that they were using, tips about where they were seen on the city in any given moment or day. And it was used to coordinate alerts. They tagged times and locations where agents were spotted, basically allowing people to know about ICE activity in and around that area. So authorities from DOJ, Department of Justice, and of course, Pam Bondi, they described this group as, quote, doxing and targeting, unquote, of ICE agents. And for those who don't know what doxing is, it means that, you know, they were releasing personal information about agents and circulating that in a way that could be considered to be harassment or some kind of form of intimidation. That's what Pam Bondi and DOJ claimed. However, if you look at the post and the reporting on this as well, most reports indicate that the bulk of the content in this Facebook group probably focused mostly on field sightings, identification of agent activity through photographs, sharing details about enforcement operations, rather than publishing anything remotely resembling sensitive personal information such as home addresses or family connections. So while you struggle to answer that phone call that we have going in, I think it's really important to note that we're seeing this coordinated push against platforms right now by the Department of Justice to suppress information about ICE and trying to really tamper down on any kind of accountability with respect to ICE's operations. So I'll pause there. We'll go back to it in the interim, and hopefully we can say hello to the caller.
Good evening. You're on WBAI. Go ahead.
Eric.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Reggie. You're off the air.
I'm off. Why are we off the air?
I don't know. Your connection dropped.
Oh, you know what? Maybe this mouse. Okay, I'm gonna click again. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm playing music right now.
Okay, are we back?
All right. Let's try it now.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Are we back?
We're back.
All right. You know, okay, this is something that we couldn't have planned. There's a whole jumble of equipment here on this table. When I reached over to answer the phone, I think I clicked the mouse, and what the mouse did was disconnect us from the radio station because that's where it happened to be sitting. I think that is the technical explanation for what happened. Alex, I still can't turn my head. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Okay. I wonder.
Well, that's embarrassing. You know, it's gonna show up on the archive. So people who listen to the archive will hear what we were saying. But those who are listening on the radio, I don't know what you heard. Probably music or something like that. Look, I'm running all kinds of things at the same time here. Literally have to run across the room to hit certain buttons at the right time. And unfortunately, a button hit itself at the wrong time. I basically brushed it. You know what? I'm putting this mouse. It's a wireless mouse. That's the irony. It should be on the other side of the room, so it can't accidentally click that button again. So I don't know what you missed. You missed a call from Rebel. So you get those every week.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Well, you were there, Alex. You heard yourself.
I was there, but I don't know at what point we were knocked off the air by the errant mouse.
It could have been as soon as when I got to this part of the studio. Anyway, let's give out the phone number again. Rebel, that doesn't mean you call back. Doesn't mean you do it a second time. 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. And I'm sorry for the chaos. I knew chaos would happen. I didn't know it would happen quite that way.
Yeah.
If you want to quickly summarize what you said before the phone rings again, that would be
great. Yeah, sure. So while we're waiting for a phone call, and this will, I guess, be twice for those who are listening in the archive now, that we were talking about this coordinated push of the government and Department of Justice.
I'm sorry, Alex, but we have a call.
You got a call. Yeah. All right. Great.
And good evening. You're on WBAI. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Just thinking about how this is the day that Microsoft ends support for Windows 10 and makes an enormous number of computers, megatons of computers, obsolete. I wonder what your thoughts were on that matter.
Well, that happened today, you said?
Today is the end of support for Windows 10, yes.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I'm still running Windows 7. I'm still running Windows XP. And, you know, I'm not some lunatic that, you know, lives with tinfoil all around them. There are some programs that work in those operating systems and no others. So it's a necessity in some cases to do that. You can do this successfully if you are committed to doing that. But it's the lack of support is a problem because, you know, when you get something, you're not signing into this whole a project of improving the software and adding features for the rest of your life. You want something that works. You want, you know, like a refrigerator. You want to plug it in and leave it running. You don't want to have to keep getting updates every week to make sure that it's optimized or that it's got the latest freezing software or whatever. You just want to buy something that works. And unfortunately, the way we have been programmed today, we have to constantly be rebuying the same things. And this is just another symptom of that. Your Windows machine will probably continue to work. It'll get critical updates, I'm sure. And if you're really concerned, just minimize contact with outside sources, such as places where you download software. But unfortunately, that is the way the systems work. I suggest, you know, something more like Linux or something that is more crowd supported.
The thing about it, I'm sorry, that's the worst is that they made it so that the machines that are running Windows 10 mostly cannot run Windows 11. They made it unupdatable on the same machines. They're forcing people to buy new hardware.
Yeah, that's what they do. And it's important to expose them. You know, it's also this month, Google is discontinuing support for the original Nest thermometers, or thermostats, rather, so that you can't program them from remote areas anymore. And you know, it's crazy. If you look at a any kind of web discussion about this, you'll see so many people defend Google. They constantly defend Google and say that, what were you expecting when you bought a smart device? Eventually, there's not going to be any support. Why is that a given that there's not going to be support? Maybe it doesn't need support. Maybe it just needs to be able to run and do its thing rather than expecting you to spend a couple hundred bucks every 10 years for something that you usually only buy once. So, you know, that kind of thing. We have to challenge being told we have to think this way. We have to continuously pay for the same thing. We don't actually own what we buy. These are unhealthy ways of thinking that are being forced down our throats.
Yeah,
absolutely. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Take care.
Yeah, that's a great issue. And while we're waiting for another call, to add to what the caller mentioned, I think there's a lot of implications here, in particular for healthcare systems, hospitals, et cetera, that have lots of specialized medical devices that might be built specifically for Windows 10 or older operating systems, and they're not going to be compatible with newer versions, or these device manufacturers may not have built drivers that will work with newer operating systems. Everything's just kind of stagnant in that world for quite a while. So now all these newly discovered vulnerabilities in Windows 10, you know, are likely going to become, or they're not going to be patched. They're going to allow cyber attacks to happen more readily to hospitals that have to use Windows 10 to run these specialized medical devices because they have to provide patient care. So you're going to have to make a decision about, you know, can you afford to update these devices? Can you afford to take them offline? Probably not. And so you're going to have a greater threat model, a greater risk profile for these hospitals because of the end of life of Windows 10 and the lack of support over there. So, Emmanuel, I'm not sure if we have a caller on the line. Do we have one?
Yes, we do. Good evening. You're on WBAI. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to hear what was going on with your friend Greg Newby. Unfortunately for me, I didn't have the privilege to meet him in person, but like many others, I'd seen his talks given at Hope, and I'd actually sent him an email, two Hopes ago, I sent him an email because I wanted to get access to one of the video streams for my pirate TV station where I was rebroadcasting Hope over the air, and of course, he's always been such a kind, helpful person. I mean, as most Canadians are, but you know, he just goes above and beyond for anything, and it's really hard to see what he's going through, and I wish for him the best.
As do we, and thank you for those kind words, and a reminder of the person he was. Take care. 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. We're taking phone calls tonight, no overtime on YouTube, which we usually do. Next week, I think we're coming back with everybody and with the internet podcast that follows the show. But tonight, it's just for people who are listening to the radio show, 802-321-4225. We're on for a few more minutes, and it's just me and Alex in the studio. Well, actually, Alex, you're in a different studio, and I'm in this studio, where I have a lot of different things I have to take care of, including picking up this phone call right now and saying, good evening, you're on WBAI. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kyle in Florida.
Hey, Kyle, are you a new listener?
Yeah, I've just started listening to Off the Hook, and I just wanted to know, is everything all right over there?
Well, yeah, for the most part. I bumped into something. And you know how it is when I bump into things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm a big fan, new listener, but I really enjoy the show. And I just want to say you're doing a fantastic job.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. Well, I needed to hear that. And we'll talk about it more next week.
All right. I'll hang up now and just listen offline. I want to hear some of the other callers.
Yes.
I really enjoy the show, and I'm really happy with it, all the work you guys do.
Say hello to everybody in Florida for us.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting place, but I guess I'll save the stories I have for another day.
Okay.
Have a great rest of your show.
Bye.
Kyle. That's such a familiar voice.
He's such a wise guy. Okay.
Just really funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, 802-321-4225. We have about a little less than 10 minutes. Let's take this phone call over here and say good evening. You're on WBAI. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Good. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, what's on your mind? Yes, you're on the air right now.
Yeah, only for Windows 10. Uh-huh. They give you an option to get an extended warranty or update on that software, and it costs nothing.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
So, yeah, and it's pretty easy to put on. You know, they were going to charge $30, but now it's free for another year.
Okay, so you get a one-year extension.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think there are people out there who want things to work longer than that, you know, want things to work for, I don't know, you know, my laptop's 10 years old. One of my laptops is 10 years old. People look at me like I'm crazy when I say, yeah, I use technology until it literally doesn't do anything anymore. You know, if it's not my main machine, I put it to work doing something else. But, you know, this attitude of just throwing everything out the second a new one comes out or the second something is not as fast as you want it to be, I just don't think that's very healthy.
So I also read where there's a lawsuit. Somebody has filed a lawsuit to try to block that, too, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine to keep coming out with new versions of things, but you don't abandon people who have the old versions. And, you know, if you're not going to, if you want to phase out the old version, then you give everybody a way to get to the new version and have all of their software supported, then you're actually doing a service.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Take care. I didn't mean to address him as if he was the problem, but yeah, it's something that we see constantly, just being expected to keep up with the tech companies and, you know, buy the same thing over and over again. You know, the latest thing these days is software, having to pay by the month for software that you used to just buy and have on your machine. And, you know, the advantage is, yeah, you can get a new machine and the software will update and you're paying the same amount every month. But you're buying a lot more hardware, you're paying for software now forever. It doesn't feel right. 802-321-4225. I think we have time for one or two more phone calls if there are people out there. Alex, good chance for you to say what you wanted to say.
Sure. And with respect to what the caller was talking about, this extended warranty, you can buy that, but it only applies to critical security patches. And what is a critical security issue is, again, we go back to this issue of centralization and power. That is going to be determined by Microsoft. So a non-critical security vulnerability will likely not be patched, even if it could result in perhaps like some kind of remote code exploitation of your system, or it could introduce a security vulnerability, let's say, to a hospital. What is going to be a critical security patch that justifies Microsoft working on some kind of update for Windows 10 on the basis of this $30 purchase up for extended warranty users is going to be entirely up to Microsoft. No say of the users, no oversight, no accountability, of course.
I think there are differences with the way, you know, a hospital or a massive business is run. You want everything to be up to date then and pretty much the same type of OS, whereas individuals, they're very different. They all have their own tastes. You can't play by the same rules. I think it's really important to respect that if you want individuals to buy your products and to support what it is they buy from you. And can you imagine if you were a bookseller and you sold somebody a book 10 years ago and all of a sudden it became illegible because, well, they didn't buy the new book. They didn't buy the new same book that they bought before, but the new version of it that they could still read. They'd be outraged. You know, books last hundreds of years. You know, you're not expected to buy it again unless, you know, you lose it or it falls, you know, apart. But this expectation, again, just unhealthy. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Off the Hook. Just regular Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what is a good virus software to buy to protect your computer?
Oh, gosh. You know, there are a lot of factors there. What kind of computer do you have? What kind of OS? I don't think I have the answer for that. Alex, do you have any opinion?
Well, what OS are you using, sir?
Well, it's a Dell. I don't know.
Okay, so you're probably running Windows, I guess. Yeah. I mean, so Norton 360 is supposed to be pretty good. Bitdefender is pretty good. I mean, I like actually, I use Mac OS for lots of things. I use Malwarebytes, which is pretty decent. I mean,
What about Avast? Is that a good one?
I've heard they can be very annoying as far as just bothering you constantly. I heard that. I don't use it myself.
I'm not sure. I don't have any real experience with that one, caller. But yeah, I would take a look at Norton. I would take a look at McAfee. You know, some people still like Kaspersky as well. But you know, there's the Russian connection there that makes it a little dubious.
Yeah, they all have interesting stories behind them.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Anyway, caller, thank you and best of luck with that. 802-321-4225 is our phone number. Again, people just call once. We want to open up the phone lines for as many people as possible. I think we only have time for one more. So let's make it a good one. 802-321-4225. Alex, whenever you start talking, that seems to get the phone calls coming in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, and another option that's actually bundled with Windows is the Microsoft Defender as well. So I think new versions of Windows have Microsoft Defender, and that's actually pretty effective antivirus software. But so let's see if we could fit one more call in. But, you know, I want to go back to this issue of, and every time I do, that's when the phone rings. So not only was the government pressuring Apple here, but we also saw today the removal of a Facebook group that pertained to ICE that was done at the request of the Department of Justice. It had around 80,000 members. It was used to share real-time information about the locations and identities and activities of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE agents, in and around the Chicago area. So what I think is so incredibly important here is that we're seeing a government push, a mandate that's going across platforms. They're pressuring Apple, they're pressuring Meta, they're pressuring Google to remove information about data that will allow the people to track ICE, to understand its activities, and to hold that agency accountable in many, many ways. So I think this is extraordinarily dangerous, and we have private actors that have centralized a massive amount of power in their hands that are kowtowing to the government requests to disable user functionality, to prevent users from sharing information. And arguably, this will have a chilling effect, not only on the ability of users to communicate with each other about what's happening with respect to ICE or other particular physical threats, but also on developers who may just cease to build these types of applications. A couple of weeks ago, we had, from Human Rights First, we had Paris Richter on, who described to us the Ready Now app that's being used to help people that are being targeted by ICE. That's also something I think users should take a look into, and it would really help with emergency preparedness planning. It's a crazy world out there right now, and I think we really have to watch what the government is going to be doing next.
Well, Alex, I think you lost your touch because another person didn't call in while you were talking, perhaps right, because they were listening to what you were saying.
Maybe it was so interesting.
That's always the risk. But I want to thank people who did call in. Apologies for any glitches that we might have experienced. We will have the version of the show that didn't get cut off in the middle on our archive. You could probably listen to the WBAI archive and hear what it sounded like over the air, which was probably a lot of confusion. Yeah, okay, why not? OTH@2600.com is our email address. Please write to us. Support WBAI. Give to WBAI.org or buddy.WBAI.org. And keep this place going, because free speech, boy, it's becoming a scarcity these days. It's a target. We're all in this together. We'll see you somewhere on Saturday, hopefully, and we'll see you next week here on WBAI, 7 to 8, overtime after that next week, not this week. Good night, everyone.
the future.
جنات بلادي تناديني الله محيي فلسطين والشعب الفلسطيني
المدينة المدينة جنات بلادي تناديني
والله محيي فلسطين
والشعب الفلسطيني
جنة والله
فلسطين
هي والله جنة
فلسطين
حيفا للكرم المينا وعكاس وروحا مينا عشطتك يا ممشينا بيت لحم مهدي السلام طول كرم أرض الكرام
بيت لحم مهدي السلام طول كرم أرض الكرام
ويا محلى اللد والرملة من قلبي إلهم سلام أريحة أجمل طلة والمجد تجلى برام الله
أريحة أجمل طلة والمجد تجلى برام الله
ومن نابلس جبل النار علمنا علا وعلا جنة والله
فلسطين
أي والله جنة
فلسطين
ومن مدينة المدينة جنة واشهد يا عالم على عزتنا بغزة هاشم
سجل واشهد يا عالم على عزتنا بغزة هاشم
واشهد عبير السبع حي ربع العزايم والنور بأرض الخالي ضوع جبال الجليل
والنور بأرض الخالي ضوع جبال الجليل
وهب الهوى من جنين نسماته تشفي العالي حيو قلق يا ناس حيو سلفي والله وعلى عين وعلى الرأس يا محلاها طبرية نسمت هواها صفدية
يا محلاها طبرية نسمت هواها صفدية
هو لعيونك يا الناصرة علينا هالكوفية
أجمل تحية للقدس الأبية للعاصمة الأبدية الفلسطينية
هو أجمل تحية
Je passe à côté de sortir sans se voir comme ça je fais. Aimez-vous la vie.
Je pense que ça se voit comme ça, ça va être des choses à la main. These chocolates for you. Hey, where are you?
Hey, look at those crazy animals.
Now you speak when you're spoken to. Warned you about those discotheques.
Task of inspecting their premises.
No government has the right to do that. No government has the right to do that.
Maybe I should tell you the truth. We're holding on to what we've got. It's dark, they're hiding in the shadows. Wake up, your family has gone. Dance when you're running out of time.
Thank you. to change. Just as I know.
Stay. Every piece being played.